Why is it that workers who work for the government have they get a day off today and others do not?
There used to be a historic trade-off. Workers in the public sector had job security for life, they had amazing benefits, including days like this off. But in return, they made less money. And now that's been reversed. They still have job security for life. They still have amazing benefits. And now they make more money than the rest of us, on average, for the same job or type of job. So it's really part of that historic trade-off. The second thing is, if you're in the private sector, the employer cares about making profit at the end of the day. And even in the unionized sector, if the union demands too much money, the company goes bankrupt, so they can't ask for too much money because they have to keep their members employed. Whereas in the public sector, the politicians who set what the ultimate deal will be, all they're really interested in is not having an embarrassment on their hands, not having a strike on their hands, and by the time the proverbial hits the fan because there's a too big a deficit as a result of careless bargaining, they're already gone on to other terms or other positions, or they're no longer in office. So you have weak bargainers on the side of the employer, and the unions get away with murder.
So tell me a little bit about the legal protections that those workers have to get this particular day off. As I said, I'm assuming they're in collective agreements?
Yeah, they bargained at the bargaining table probably 30, 40, 50 years ago, and they've had it ever since. And once you put something into a collective agreement, it's very hard to take it out, which is why generally employers get good first agreements, then worse second agreements, and terrible fifth agreements. Well, of course, the government's been unionized forever, so they have terrible agreements, which only seem to get worse. And at some point, employers are going to have to, well, that is the public sector, the taxpayers are going to really pressure their elected officials to take tougher positions at the bargaining table and start taking back some of these benefits, because it's manifestly unfair that people doing the same thing are being paid a lot more and get a lot better benefits, a lot earlier and better retirements than the people who are paying for their salaries effectively as the taxpayers doing the same job.
So hypothetically, let's say we had a politician who's newly elected, right, maybe after the provincial election or the next city election, and they want to change the rules within their backyard. So they want to take away, let's say, this holiday for workers in the public service. How difficult is it, though, to do something like that when you have so many other workers doing the same jobs or the same sorts of jobs in other parts of the public service in Ontario and in Canada who do get that job? I mean, does it make it pretty much impossible?
I wouldn't say so, but there has to be the right political climate, because at the end of the day, the taxpayers have to support the initiative being taken by their politicians. And remember, a few years ago, we had a bad garbage strike, and the citizens of Toronto were saying to Mayor Miller, don't back down. We'll take the strike, because these people are too overcompensated already. And then he backed down anyway, because he was essentially a socialist. So he was always a believer in the union causes. But then Ford got into office partly as a result of that, in response to that, saying we're going to take some of these things back. And he took some of those things back.
Yeah, because, I mean, and I'd imagine, too, that the unions would have a tremendous amount of say and sway if there was a politician to go after something like that.
Well, sure, and they did whatever they could. But Ford got into office, that is Rob Ford, brother of, got into office on the basis that he was going to take back some of the benefits from the union. He took that position clearly, and the union said right off the beginning, we're not even asking for a wage increase, which is unprecedented. Now, he ended up giving them one anyway. I'm not sure why. I don't know how he could have done that in the circumstances. But they were so concerned that the public will backed him to take tough positions at the table, they walked into bargaining saying we're prepared to take a freeze.
So I'm at the office. You're at the office. What's keeping you busy today, Howard?
Oh, work. Clients. Everybody's at work.
Yeah, absolutely.
In my world, everybody's at work.
Yeah.
Clients are all there.